So welcome to this podcast where we are once again joined by Mike Cooley. And Mike, it seems an awful long time ago since we started doing these recorded sessions. I think it's back in April. A lot of progress, hopefully, been made by people who've been listening to them regularly. What are we going to do for this final one for the time being?
For the final one, I just thought we'd kind of come full circle and bring it back to the start with a very simple mindfulness practice just to shift gear into a felt state of calm and focus, which is it's one of the most important things we can learn to do in life is learn how to shift gear and learn how to find that calm and stillness and focus because it's a superpower.
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready, take it away.
Okay. So we'll be seated for this one and we'll close our eyes. Okay, and as always, all you have to do is listen. There's not a right answer. There's nothing to really achieve. It's more of an exploration than anything else. And all you have to do is listen. So we can put our feet down on the floor, sitting upright in the chair perhaps. And then just listening. So you can put your feet on the floor and just notice that contact with the ground. Notice that your feet are resting on the floor. And then just let them kind of drop down. Let them sink into the floor a little bit. And then there's your bum on the chair. So just let that go. Let that drop a little bit down into the seat. And then maybe your back against the chair. Again, let it just kind of settle back into that feeling of contact so that you're here. You've arrived. Where have you arrived? Here and now. Okay, in your actual real-time experience. Then we can just listen. Okay, and we're just listening. Just listening to whatever we can hear right now. Just letting sounds pop up, shift, change. What's the most distant sound you can pick up right now? What's the closest sound you can find right now? What's the most intimate sound you are aware of? And just listening to that. And then just a brief check-in, like a weather check, just to see what's happening in this body right now. So just notice if there's anywhere in the body that's tight, tense, uncomfortable, perhaps even painful. And just locate that in your body. Where does that live? But we can also just check to see if there's anywhere right now that feels still, quiet, relaxed, at ease. Where's that in the body? And then just shifting our attention into the natural flow of breath as it rises and falls in the body. So just notice that you're already breathing. That's already happening. And we're just noticing that it's already happening. We don't need to push the breath, hold the breath. We don't even need to deep breathe. Okay, it's added work. Just notice the breath is already moving. It doesn't need your help. But what we can do is kind of ride or surf each breath as it moves in the body. So riding the in-breath, that expansion. Surfing the out-breath all the way out. Okay, this is the first gear shift away from the head down into breath. The mind winds you up, the breath calms you down. And from the breath in the body, now we'll just shift our focus up and into the nose, into your nostrils. And just see if you can notice that your breath is moving through your nose. It's already there. And you might notice a slightly sharper, crisper in-breath. And a smoother, warmer out-breath. And for the rest of this practice, we're just going to use that feeling of breath in your nose as an anchor, a home base, a target. And we're just going to see if we can stay there, developing present moment attention, focus and calm. Every time we wander off into thought, which will happen many times, that's the monkey mind, that's fine. As soon as you catch yourself thinking, just shift your attention straight back into that raw flow of breath in the nose. So just tracking the feeling of breath in the nose as best as you can. And we're not trying to stop anything. So we're just letting sounds, thoughts, feelings or sensations, just allowing it all to come and go, arise and pass in the background. And just notice the temperature of your in-breath right now. Is it icy cold? Is it red hot? Is it something else? Just staying with what you notice. And then how about the texture? The feel of your out-breath right now. Is it rough or smooth? Does it feel pleasant or unpleasant? Tight or spacious? What do you notice? Mindfulness is just the act of noticing. We're just paying attention to what is already happening. So just staying in that flow of breath. And every time you wander away, no problem, just come back. Come back to here. Come back to now. What's your body doing right now? So just notice if following your breath has made you feel more agitated, more stressed, or has it made you feel more calm or neutral, relaxed. Just notice what impact has tracking the breath had on the body. Now just take a look at your mind. What's your mind doing right now? Could be busy, it could be still. Just take a look. Now check the space between your ears. So there's a space between your ears. What's happening there now? It could be silent, it could be filled with chatter. Just notice. Drop down into your upper body, the belly, the chest, and just notice what's there now. What kind of experience is happening there? Is the belly and chest more relaxed, softer, neutral? Is it still tight or tense? And then shifting outwards into the whole body, feet on the floor, bum on the seat, back against the chair, the whole sense of yourself on the chair. And just see if you can find anywhere in your experience right now that feels still, quiet, safe, peaceful. And when you do, really just soak into that. Pay attention to that. Pour your focus into that. Okay, and whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes, you can return to what's happening around you. So it's just a short practice to develop this power of shifting. Shifting away from the mind and the chatter and the noise into a very kind of embodied sense of stillness and calm.
Mike Cooley, as ever, thank you so much.